If the motion to postpone fails, that means we're voting on the motion. And so I do
so believe- I have a motion to amend?
Yes. Lawrence.
I'd like to include that local delegates from the other speed also populate one from each other speed, as has been practiced. I seek a second.
That's a second.
Hang on, I'm catching up with you guys. Moves to amend to add a representative from each LSB, is that correct?
Yes. So just tack it on to the end of the final further resolved.
Gotcha.
Chair, this is your secretary.
Yes.
To clarify, this motion would mean that local station boards would have to elect one representative from each amidst them to the elections committee. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Chair?
Yes.
Could we ask Mr. Tatum to mute himself? His food or whatever he's doing is a little annoying.
Accomplished. Thank you, Ali.
John, I just muted you. That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Any discussion on Lawrence's motion?
Hey, Beth has a hand up.
Beth, go ahead.
I'll wait. I have another motion to amend after this. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you.
I support Lawrence's motion.
Thank you. Any other discussion on Lawrence's motion? Ali.
Yes, can you describe what the constitution of that committee would be?
If with Lawrence's motion or amendment included, that committee would include one director from each of the five stations, an affiliates director, and then five individuals, one each from who are LSB delegates from the various stations.
So a total of 12? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I only count 11.
11? Okay.
Chair, this is your secretary again. I will ask this question if you allow me the floor.
Go ahead.
It's important to understand this because, of course, as secretary, I'll be involved in answering questions about this committee. Would this preclude listener members from participating in any way, shape, or form? Is this an exclusive these and limited to these, or just to make sure to include these? That's what I'm asking.
We're way past five. And I apologize for losing track. I thought the votes were out.
Sorry. Votes don't count as part of the time. That's correct.
Can I respond to Paulina's question?
Can I just get a motion to extend, please?
Vanessa moves to extend 5 minutes.
Second it.
Thank you. Any objections to the motion to extend? Okay. Continue. Lawrence, you may respond.
So... this past elections committee, the public was invited, and the public was allowed to give public comment. But the priority was set on the directors and the committee members. But there is a section for public comment, if that's the question you answered.
No, actually, my question was different, Chair, if I may.
Go ahead to Paulina.
My question was whether this committee would accept, members of the public as voting members of the committee is my question.
I do not believe that the way the motion is written that would be anticipated.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to.
Thank you. Okay. So I see Jim Dingman's hand.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Why is the, amount of members from the LSBs now being restricted to one, where in the past it was two? I'm just curious what's the thinking behind that, because I would be opposed to just having one delegate from each LSB being able to go and populate these committees. I think there should be room for two, because part of it is that people have to learn these things. It's a learning experience to be involved in these committees. I'm just curious, Lawrence, why only one?
Yeah, may I respond to that?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
Jim is correct. It's always been two from each local station board. So I stand corrected, Jim. Thank you.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina.
I believe what I heard everybody say is that there would be one director and one delegate, meaning there would be two representatives from each station.
That is correct. Really, the point is we have a motion for an amendment that says we're going to add this clause that says plus one LSB delegate. And now we're hearing someone advocate that that number be two LSB delegates. And that's a separate amendment to the motion. And I don't think we voted on Lawrence's amendment yet, did we? So we can't. Well, wait a minute. You can have a further amendment to a motion. I'm sorry. So the question is, Jim Dingman, are you moving that we change it to two? And if so, who would second that?
Well, I'll withdraw it, but here's the issue that was raised earlier by Donald. These are very important issues. We know there's a lot of controversy over this other election. There's been controversies, as I say, for every election we've had since the new system came in. So, you know, I think people, I'm not saying to postpone getting this implemented, but people should think out loud about how to make it better and make it work better. I'm not saying to set up little quasi-power centers for everybody to go bananas with, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the election process is respected and reinforced and made better in the future. That's all.
Got it. Appreciate that. And Ali Lex, I see your hand.
Yeah, just a quick clarification. So the PNB would elect the PNB members as committee and the individual LSBs would elect who they would send to the committee?
That is correct. But what we would be voting on with this amendment to the motion would be, what is the composition of the committee?
Okay. Thank you.
Got it.
James Sistek.
Yes, James.
I just want to caution members that if we have two from each LSB, that's 10, plus one director from each station, that's 15, plus one affiliate, that's 16. That's getting to be quite a large committee. You would need 9 for a quorum. Sometimes we have difficulty reaching quorum when we expand committees to large sizes. Just a cautionary note.
Thank you, James. And I'll just check with Beth. Is your hand up because it was up before and you aren't able to put it down? Or do you have something to add here?
I think I probably should address this.
Go ahead.
I have another amendment after this, but it may have bearing on these considerations. My motion would be to stipulate that the 2022 LSB candidates are not eligible to serve on the 2022 Elections Committee, and that would limit the number of people available to serve. I don't know how that influences people's thinking about this, and I can hold that amendment until whenever it's appropriate to bring it forward.
5 minutes.
I need another motion to extend.
Chair, motion to extend for 3 minutes.
Vanessa seconds.
Thank you, Lawrence and Vanessa. Any objections to a motion to extend for 3 minutes? We're getting closer. Okay.
Chair?
Chair, yes, Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. So if I may, this past term had exactly one director from each station and one delegate from each station. And so that made 11. So I know in the past, most committees populated, most committees accept two LSB delegates per committee, but I don't think that was the case for this past term for the Elections Committee. Thank you.
James McFadden.
I just wanted to say that, you know, should a LSB want to send two delegates, they just wouldn't both be voting delegates. I mean, there's no reason a delegate, you know, more delegates couldn't show up if they wanted to to a, an election committee meeting. So I don't see how the real need for any to have more than five directors and five delegates.
Thank you. Any other discussion? So now we're at the point of voting on Lawrence's amendment to add one listener delegate and one listener delegate from each station or something like that to the very end, right? Any objections to that amendment? Hearing none, that amendment passes. And now we're back to the main motion as amended now. And the question is there any further discussion or, Beth, you noted previously, I think that you were considering an amendment.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I moved to amend to stipulate that the 2022 LSB candidates are not eligible to serve on the 2022 election committee because of potential conflict of interest.
Is there a second?
Vanessa seconds.
Thank you, Vanessa. Lawrence, I see your hand.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask my colleague from GFK. Are you saying that once a candidate has declared for the 2022 election cycle that they not be eligible? Because an undeclared candidate could be anybody, right? Say you.
3 minutes.
Shall I respond to that?
Can I get a quick motion to extend?
Motion to extend for 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Lawrence, okay. Any objections to the motion to extend for three? Okay. Three more minutes. Beth, go ahead. Hang on. I need Beth to respond.
I object to extending. This is precisely why I moved to postpone this whole motion.
Okay, so then we have to take a vote on extending for 3 minutes.
There was no objections.
No, there was an objection. So we have to vote on, to take a vote on extending for 3 minutes.
Chair, this is your secretary. You can ask the member to withdraw the objection, perhaps, because it will take you more than 3 minutes to go through the vote.
I object to the secretary commenting on this.
Yes, the secretary is not a member of the PNB.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sharon Salam, can I speak? I don't know how to raise my hand.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I feel like it's a waste of time to keep going over this, because if we don't just, move forward and everybody's just talking and talking, we're still not getting anywhere.
Appreciate that point. Thank you.
If we go vote.
Well, unless Mr. Goldmacher wants to remove his objection, we have to vote. Mr. Goldmacher, could I just get a reaction, please?
Yeah, my reaction is I object to these amendments.
Fair enough. Then we're going to vote on extending for 3 minutes. And voting time doesn't count in the 3 minutes. Marion, can you call the roll, please?
Yeah. Okay. And the vote here is on whether to extend. So yes is extending for 3 minutes.
Correct.
Okay. I take it, Teresa. Okay. Bert Cohen is not here. Jim Dingman.
Yes, extend.
Yes. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
He votes yes. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
I'm not hearing.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Sue Goodwin, is Sue on? Okay. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
No.
Votes no.
No.
Okay. Avalia Jones.
I'm sorry, no to extend?
Yes to extend.
Yes to extend. No.
You vote no. Not to extend. Okay, Ali Lexa.
I vote no, and I ask Mr. Tatum to please mute himself again.
Okay. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden. James McFadden?
Yes to extend.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam?
Yes.
Votes yes. I take it Mark is not there. Beth von Gunten?
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
No.
Votes no. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstain. Okay, 12 yes and 5 no. The motion to extend for 3 minutes passes.
Okay. We're at, Beth von Gunten was going to reply to someone's question.
My amendment didn't actually address that. It's a good question. I would think that anyone who was, maybe I should stipulate that anyone who is eligible to be a candidate in 2022 is not eligible to serve on the 2022 Elections Commission because, or Elections Committee, because, it could be considered a conflict of interest for them to be shaping the election before they declared themselves.
Second.
Thank you.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Thank you. Any discussion about the motion? Hearing none, any objection to the motion?
Object.
And who is that?
That was Sharon Salam. And that means that we're going to have to go to a roll call vote of the motion. Sorry, the amendment, Beth's amendment, which is to add that people who are eligible to be a candidate may not serve on the Elections Committee.
Okay.
Can I be on the stack?
We're past the stack. We're at the vote, I believe.
Oh.
Okay, so. Okay, is this going to a vote now?
Beth's amendment is going to a vote now.
Okay, Jim Dingaman.
Yes, I agree with Beth's amendment.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Did you say no?
I certainly did.
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you. Let's see, Sue Goodwin is missing. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes?
Yes.
Votes yes. Avalia Jones? Avalia Jones? I'm not hearing anything. Okay, Ali Lexa?
I'm gonna abstain.
Abstains. Okay, Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Same.
I think you said yes. Sean Rhodes.
No, Secretary, I abstained.
I'm sorry, I misheard. Abstain. Okay, Sean Rhodes.
I abstain.
Abstains. Okay. James Sagerton.
Abstain.
Abstains. Sharon Salam.
Well, I vote against it. Because I want a person know if they're going to run.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. It's when we vote, we don't offer reasons. We just vote yes or no. Sorry. Continue.
Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm ready with my vote.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm ready with my vote, Madam Chairman.
That's Avelia Jones, who?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Record her vote.
Yes.
And you vote yes?
Yes.
Okay, let me recount. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes. We have 2 no's. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay, and pile of abstentions. So there being 11 yes and 2 no, the motion carries. Okay. 11 to 2.
Right. Okay.
Amendment.
That was the motion. That was the amendment to the motion, which added the eligibility. And unless there's any further discussion, I think we should go to a vote on the motion.
Yes. Okay.
As
Can
amended.
Someone read the motion as it is? This new one, final?
Now there's an interesting.
Well, I think, okay, so I think it all reads exactly the same as it did before, except for the final further resolved clause, which I think will say, and Marianne can correct me if I don't quite get this right, further resolved that the membership on the election committee shall consist of one director from each of the 5 stations, a director representing the affiliates, and a delegate from each LSB. And whatever the words are that have to do with Beth's amendment, which we passed about, you're not eligible if you are to be on. You can't be on the committee if you're eligible to run for election.
So I had that
emailed.
Okay,
that's everybody.
Yeah, that's everybody.
who can't?
No, it's not. I'm sorry, folks. It's not everybody. I just posted in the chat because someone asked the question in the chat. You wouldn't be eligible to, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to consider someone as eligible to run if they were just elected because they wouldn't have to run again. Their term is not up. So the only people who are ineligible are people who have served a 3-year, this is the 3rd year of their LSB term, their first LSB term, or it's the 6th year of their LSB term. And in which case you're turned out and you weren't eligible to run anyway. I'm sorry. Those people are eligible to serve on the committee because they're not eligible to run.
Yeah. So as I rewrote it, anyone eligible to run for an office will not be eligible to serve on the elections committee. Is that correct?
No, eligible to run as an LSB delegate, not for office.
Thank you. Run as an LSB delegate.
Right. Everyone who is on a PMB is eligible to run for office.
Gotcha. Glad we got that correct. Okay, so.
Can we vote on the motion?
Are there any objections?
Yes. Whoops. Yes, I object to the main motion.
Okay, then we'll go to a roll call vote.
Yep. Okay, and this is the Elections Committee vote.
And this is the main motion as fully amended.
Yeah. It's going to take me just a sec to... My spreadsheet is getting very full here. Okay, Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Okay, votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Votes no. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Abstain.
Abstains. Marianne Martinez.
Abstain.
Abstains. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam? Sharon?
Abstain.
Abstains. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mark is not there. Beth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young?
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes votes. We have one no vote. The motion, oh, wait a minute. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so we have 13 yes and one no. The motion carries.
Okay. Folks, we're going to have to move at a faster pace than this to get through all the committees.
I have a point of personal privilege. I have to excuse myself because I cannot bear the pain. So. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll see you at next meeting. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lawrence. Take care. Stay well. All right. Motion 7B was motion on the personnel committee. This one should go fast. Whereas there are no current open or interim positions to be filled, move that the PMB not establish a programming committee. I'm sorry. It says programming. That's because I cut and paste some language. It needs to say personnel. The PMB not establish a personnel committee for 2022 until such time as the need arises.
Second, I move.
Thank you, Sue. Susan? Is there a second?
I'll second it. Ali Lexa.
Thank you, Ali. Is there any discussion on this motion? Are there any objections to this motion?
Seems appropriate.
Thank you. The motion passes. All right. Now we're cooking with gas. So the next motion is the motion on the programming committee for 2022. Let me read that motion. Whereas directives from the PNB to dictate programming to the five stations that do not also provide resources to stand up such programming are not well received, resolve that the PMB establishes the programming committee for 2022 and it be charged with systematically reviewing and analyzing Nielsen ratings across the five stations and type of programming to establish principles of attracting listeners, identify the top fundraising shows on a per member basis across all five stations to share with the general managers and program directors to highlight the programs most successful at fundraising, further resolve that membership on the programming spelled correctly, committee shall consist of one director from each of the five stations and a director representing the affiliates. That's the motion. If anyone would like to move it.
Vanessa, so moves.
I object.
It has to have a second before
anybody can object. Is there a second for the motion?
I'll second.
Second.
Thank you, Ali.
Donna Grimes.
I object.
Okay. Whoever.
Yep. Okay. So, before we object, because I didn't take us to a vote yet, the question is there any discussion on this motion? And Susan, the 5 minutes for this starts.
Yes. Madam Chair to the stack.
Yes, I see, I see Beth von Gutten's hand. Is that from before, Beth? Or?
That's from before.
Okay. I see James McFadden's hand and then you, Jim Dingman.
And me.
No, I see you too, but I'm just, James McFadden, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, I'd like to make the same motion as on the last one, that we add one delegate from each station. In addition to the director from each station, often the, stations will have delegates who are actually more knowledgeable than necessarily than the people that end up on the PNB. So I think that would be very helpful.
Is there a second to James's, motion to or amendment?
I second that.
Thank you.
Jim Dingman.
Thank you. Jim, now the point is we're not speaking to the main motion. Now we're speaking to, James McFadden's motion to amend. So adding the delegate. Does anybody want to speak to that? Hearing no request to speak. Avelia, did you want to speak to that or did you want to speak to the motion?
I was going to speak to the motion.
Okay. Are there any objections then to the motion to add the listener delegate from each station? Hearing no objections, the motion is amended. Now we're back to the main motion as amended. And Jim Dingman, I see your hand raised and then you, Avelia.
Well, I'm going to probably make a motion after I say this, but, again, Kathy Davis and I, chaired the committee. I know Donald Goldmarker was involved with it a few years ago. One of the problems we had was, basically getting the information from the stations. That is the Nielsen ratings and the financials of the stations. And so I will make a motion in a moment or so to amend this to include that as a must, because there's no way that people can, make decisions about any of this. The only station that actually supplied the information to the programming committee when I was in charge was WBAI. And we had one Nielsen rating from KPFK, and that was it. So all the information about all the other stations was a mystery to all of us, and that can't be if we're trying to solve the problem of low listenership and the fact that our audience cumes are simply disintegrating over the past 25 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Avelia.
Yes, I wanted to say very much what Dingman just said, but from a person new to the board, to the PNB, there's a whole lot of information I would need to know, to read, to understand before I could say that motion was good as it reads. So I have a problem with it. I don't know how people would make decisions who are non-radio broadcasting vets or management if they haven't studied what the station is doing. And in other words, if all that information is not in, how can you make a smart decision about anything? So that was confusing to me in the way that read.
Thank you. I appreciate
the law.
Yes, Sharon, I'll acknowledge you as soon as I just want to respond mm-hmm. to Avelia's point. I think your point's well taken. I mean, clearly, that mandate for the committee, it implies a fair bit of work. And for those who don't already know how to read Nielsen ratings, it probably means educating yourself. And I think Jim's right that, you know, if the stations don't comply in terms of supplying the committee with the requisite information, it's going to be awfully difficult for the committee to address that component of the mandate. So I don't disagree one little bit. I don't think we need to make the motion more detailed in terms of spelling out that we're going to, you know, train people in how to read Nielsen's, et cetera, et cetera. I think, you know, we can sort of trust that that would work out, although I think Jim Dingman's point about making sure that the committee actually gets the information
5 minutes
is important. Thank you. So
motion to extend for 5 minutes, please.
Vanessa seconds.
Thank you. Any objections to the motion to extend for five? Thank you. I will note that Polina noted in the chat that not all the stations are subscribed to the Nielsen's. And I wonder if somebody could, somebody who's knowledgeable about the Nielsen's could address that particular point.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Can I address that point?
Yes.
First of all the stations have in their records, not only if they've still have retained them, they have Arbitron reports, Nielsen rating reports, they probably have audience surveys going way back. And when one analyzes the Nielsen ratings, let's say in WBAI, I've done a tremendous amount of research doing that, and we usually get a 10-to-1 ratio between the streaming data and the Nielsen ratings. So the idea that the Cumes and the Nielsens aren't available, there are some stations that don't subscribe to the Nielsen ratings at this point in time. And if you go up to various sources that are industry sources, you'll see the Cumes that are given. I could give you the Cumes of all the stations right now if I had time. So this is not unknown information. And my motion would be, I would make a motion now. If you tell me when it's appropriate, I would make a motion to amend. Is it appropriate now, Madam Chair?
Yes, if you want to.
All right. I would add this language, that management at all stations be required to cooperate with the PNB and the programming committee to supply Nielsen ratings and fundraising data that will allow the PNB and the programming committee to make better decisions. I mean, that's the gist of it, but we just need that data. We can't play games anymore about this. I have, as a director, I will state this right now. I will myself select surrogates to go in and get this stuff on director inspections.
Hey, so, Mr. Dingman, may I please interrupt? You talked faster than I could type. I have management at all stations be required to cooperate with the PNB.
No,
and the program.
Management at all stations be required.
Yes.
To supply the PNB. And
wait
the programming
minute.
Committee not cooperate, but be required to supply.
The PN,
so yes, there should be
and
no ambiguity
PNB
about this.
And the programming committee.
With Nielsen and Arbitron data and
Nielsen
and detailed fundraising data so one can better understand what is going on with the programming in the stations.
Fundraising data. So they can.
Mr. Dingman, your time is up.
And
thank you.
I would second that with a little bit of cleaning up.
Thank you, Ali. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Goldmacher.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Jim would reconsider that amendment in this sense. It seems to me that the data that you're requesting, which of course I agree with, needs to be produced, but shouldn't that go to the executive director who has oversight over the general managers at each of these stations? Shouldn't that be the chain of command that she then discusses with us or with the programming committee initially the findings and then come to the PNB?
Madam Chair, may I respond?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree. I accept Alexa's modification. Donald, you and I both know that the only way that people can really understand this, because I understand this data, okay, I've been
right.
spending 30 years looking at this, And so it can, it's not rocket science. It can be explained to people. And I think the chain of command going straight up to ED, I think people in the PNB itself have to understand the vagaries of programming, because many of them have no a background in broadcasting. I have. I've been a producer at the station. I've done TV. I know you've done all sorts of film work. But I've done television, both straight and alternative. So I have a pretty good sense about this marketing issue, and it's not a rocket science. Everybody has to understand how to use these tools. I'd be more than happy to help. I know others would be happy to help. So I just don't think we should have a straight chain of command going up to the ED. It has to be more democratically available to have more eyes on the data to get different insights into it. And I'm sure you don't disagree with that.
No, I'm just trying to make this organization efficient. That's all. We have an executive director. Let's have that person exercise, you know, management control over the managers.
5 minutes.
I move to extend.
For how long?
Well, 5 minutes.
Vanessa, seconds.
Thank you, Vanessa. Any objections to the motion to extend for 5 minutes? Hearing none. 5 more minutes.
Chair, this is James. May I be recognized?
Sharon Salam.
Yeah, hang on. I saw Ali Lex's hand first and then James and then Sharon.
Yeah, I've been waiting a long time.
I'm primarily going by the hands that I see raised unless people put themselves on the stack. So I don't know how long you've been waiting. I'm very sorry about that.
I will allow Sharon to go before me. I know I'm next on the stack.
Thank you, Ali. Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, what I'm trying to find out is when you're adding these people, does that mean that you have one director and two other people that are going to be on this committee? One person that's a director and one other person. What are the numbers looking like? Because it gets confusing the way you all were talking about. I can't hear you. Can you repeat that? I can't hear you.
Yes. Thank you for lowering your voice. I accidentally muted myself. So the point is, I'm not sure that we're voting on the motion, the amendment to add directors. I believe that one already passed. I'm sorry, delegates, LSB delegates. I think we're now at Jim Dingman's motion to add further to the motion, and I'm not going to get this right, but something to the effect that management at each station is required to supply the requisite Nielsen and Arbitron ratings and the detailed fundraising. And so we're not talking about how many delegates should be added. It's probably a fair question how many people are on the committee, but
Well, since that you say has already passed, I don't know how I missed it, but in any event, since it already passed, you should still be able to say how many of these people there are.
Well, then that would be 10, one director, one delegate, and then there's also a director representing the affiliates, so we're up to 11 people on that committee.
So is that for every committee
we're doing this committee by committee. And so that part's already now what we're talking about now is Jim Dingman's motion, which I just said was to require that, management at each of the stations supply blah, blah, blah to the committee. Are there any objections to that motion? Or is there any further discussion on that? Ali, I see your hand. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to speak in support of Mr. Dingman's motion and also point out that by the PNB making this motion, asking this motion that the stations supply whatever metrics they have, whether it's Nielsen's or whatever they do to gauge their listenership, online listenership, fundraising stats on every program, we're giving the ED the tools so that she can go to those general managers and say, hey, you need to give the programming committee this information so they know what they're dealing with. Otherwise, they're flying blind. So all we're asking, or all that he's asking in his motion, is that we get those stats so that we know what we're dealing with, which shows are doing well, which shows are not doing well, which shows are raising funds, which shows are raising nothing, so that we know what we're dealing with, what needs to be improved, what is doing, you know, so on and so forth. So I would urge the committee to support this amendment.
Thank you, Ali. Is there any further discussion, or can we go to a vote on this motion as amended?
Chair, I just have one comment, James.
Yes, go ahead, James.
And this may be de minimis, and I may be misreading it, but the second in the resolved clause here says, resolved that the BMB establishes the programming committee for 2022 and be charged with, I think it should read, resolved the BMB establishes the programming committee for 2022 to be charged with.
Okay. I think you're right. Marin, could we make that simple edit?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really just bad grammar on my part. Thank you, James, for picking that up.
I didn't mean it to be like that.
But No. It's, were you once an English teacher? I'm sorry, I digress. Are there any objections to the, Jim Dingman, I see your hand. Go ahead.
He was an English teacher. Anyway. Forget it. Let's get it moving. To hell with it.
Got it. But so, are there any objections? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marion.
Does the amendment need to be voted, before the underlying motion?
Okay.
Always you have to vote on an amendment first.
Yes, but I thought we already voted on
Were there objections to the amendment?
I didn't hear any objections to the amendment.
Okay.
And so the amendment stood or passed. And so then the question is there any further discussion of the full motion on the programming committee as amended? Or can we go to a vote? Are there any objections to the full motion on the programming committee as amended? Hearing none, we will have a programming committee in 2022. We're getting close, folks. The next one is the motion on the strategic planning committee for 2022. This one's a sort of longish motion. In order to address the short-term and long-term problems involved in restructuring of the Pacifica Foundation so that it can realize its potential to become a voice for radical cultural and political alternatives while serving its local communities, the Pacifica National Board authorizes the formation of an ad hoc strategic planning committee to advise the PNB on strategic decisions that must be implemented in the coming period. The scope of responsibilities of the strategic planning committee include: 1, elaboration of a financial recovery plan with short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals aimed at paying off all debts and establishing a sustainable model for future growth. 2, exploration of new revenue streams. A, podcasting. B, monetizing the archives. C, emergency preparedness. D, development of a National Pacifica Advisory Council. E, which we already did. Developing it, we haven't done. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to editorialize. E, exploration of private placement bond offering to transfer debts to our own supporters. F, exploration of restricted forms of underwriting. 3, integration of programming content, adoption of new media platforms and technology to reach a broader audience. 4, development of Pacifica National Programming and establishment of Pacifica as a major media organization. 5, integration of reforms in governance, business functions, and operations into the larger plan of the renewal of Pacifica as a major nationwide network. Be it resolved, therefore, that a strategic planning committee be formed for 2022 consisting of the following membership: the chair of the PMB, the chair of the National Finance Committee, one director from each listening area to be selected by an instant runoff vote election, one affiliate director to be selected by an instant runoff vote election, members of the Strategic Planning Committee from 2021 who are no longer directors may participate in the work of the 2022 Strategic Planning Committee as non-voting advisors. That's the motion. Would anyone like to make the motion?
Vanessa, so moves.
Thank you, Vanessa. A second?
Ali, Alexis, seconds.
A second.
I heard Ali. Thank you.
I object.
Okay. So, well, you can't object till we actually, can you object now? I haven't asked for a vote.
You haven't asked for discussion. You haven't asked for a discussion of the composition of these different principles here yet, have you?
I haven't asked for a discussion on any of this, but I'm open to discussion on the motion now.
All right. Well, obviously I backed the motion, but I have some modifications I want to suggest.
Go for it.
All right. One, for number six, that the Strategic Planning Committee explore the part of the Pacifica mission statement that deals with the arts and expand and rejuvenate that. Seven, that the Pacifica Strategic Planning Committee integrate and think of methods of teaching and educating our programmers and producers in the radio arts and sound arts. That's my statement. Because and why do I say that? Because one, the issue of the art mission in the statement is always ignored. That's been ignored for 20 to 30 years, as far as I'm concerned, in most of the stations. And we don't explore that. We have natural allies in the artistic community in all the metro areas we're in. We just allow that to fall by the wayside. And the question of making it as part of the strategic function to educate the producers is that the only station that has an educational program is Berkeley. And, you know, there's all these opportunities that we've missed because we've not been able to teach people basic skills in radio art and programming and sound art. And that's one of many reasons why we have our audience lowered, as far as I'm concerned, over the past 30 years. So that's why I argue for those kind of things to be put in as motions.
Did somebody second Jim's motion?
This is James.
James.
I would second it if we could tighten it up to know exactly what it is again.
So I will say that I just posted what I was typing as Jim was speaking in the chat in case people want to try. I'm not swearing that I got it down right, but I did my best.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
Maybe to simplify it would be number six, rejuvenate the part of the mission statement that deals with the relationship of the foundation with arts. Okay, something, so that's broad scoped enough to sort of open it up. And then seven, explore all methods to enhance and increase the skills of our producers, including training and exposure to training, radio, art, and sound art. And the reason I say radio art and sound art is that, you know, we used to do that in the past. That was what we were famous for in the 60s and the 70s, and that has just fallen flat, period. So that will, that's why I want something like that in there. I mean, somebody can offer better language, but that's what I want something in there so we are committed to really educate the producers and really committed in our local communities to work. I'm not only talking about alternative art, I'm talking about Main Street art, I'm talking about working with the museums and everything. They are our allies, and we have just allowed that to fall flat. Thank you.
12 minutes so far. I lost track.
Sorry. Thank you. So I need a motion to extend time.
Vanessa moves to extend 5 minutes.
I second it.
Thank you, Vanessa and Jim. Any objections to the motion to extend? Hearing none. 5 more minutes. Susan, you have your hand up.
Are we speaking? I'm not sure what we're speaking to.
Now we're speaking to Jim's amendment.
Okay.
which was to add those two items.
Okay. I think that what Jim is talking about is worthwhile, but I think that the framing the committees with this much specificity is not helpful. And I think this entire strategic planning effort is like a shotgun approach, and that we should be looking to the executive director to be forming, to be answering these questions, but not for a committee to be developing them.
Stephanie, would you like to react to that?
Well, I mean, I think it's great to be able to have task forces that I can work with and sounding boards to go off some of these. I mean, I don't mind at all having a group of people that are experts in this field or experts with this organization and have a great historical knowledge that I can work with in planning some of these things. I will follow and do whatever it is that you guys suggest, as long as we all work together in a civil way to move things forward.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on Jim's motion adding thing? I see Donald Goldmacher and Jim's hands up still. Donald.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on Jim's amendment. I want to speak to the main motion.
Got it. Anything else on Jim's amendment discussion wise? Are there any objections to Jim's amendment? Is that you objecting, Susan Young?
Yes.
Okay. Then we need a roll call vote on Jim's amendment. So this is, sorry.
Before we do a roll call vote, I really need to have the actual language that you are voting on. It's one of those little things. What one piece I had was to rejuvenate that part of the mission statement dealing with the arts.
Yes, and that's item number 6.
Okay, that's number 6. And then number 7, integrate and think of methods of educating our programmers in radio and sound arts.
This week there was a right.
Is that correct?
Jim, does that sound right to you? Jim Dingaman?
Jim?
He apparently stepped away.
Oh. I just want to be sure that what you're voting on is what he actually proposed.
If he's muted.
Yeah.
Jim. Jim Dingaman. Are you there?
I don't think he's
here,
muted.
Here it is. I'm okay.
Okay.
Jim, help me here. I just want to basically get something in there so we institutionalize the ability to educate our producers. Integrate into the Pacifica Network, training in radio art and sound art and programming to enhance our ability, our abilities, something like that.
Can I just add that Polina typed into the chat, which I think was something that you said somewhere along the line, and I don't know whether it was the first version or a later version, but explore all methods to enhance our producers' training in the radio and sound arts.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. That's broad enough. That's broad enough.
Okay.
So let's make that one be number 7, Marion.
Okay, hang on. Then I need to make sure that I get rid of the other part. It's rude to have two of them. Okay, now that we all know what you're voting on, are there still objections?
Request for information.
Yeah, Mr. Goldmacher, go ahead.
Yeah, Jim, your amendment should really be part of the programming committee. Why is it part of strategic planning?
Well, frankly, because if we're going to rebrand ourselves strategically, as far as I'm concerned, these kind of issues are essential to us strategically repositioning ourselves as a network. That is the arts. No, the arts part of it is something that we again have. I mean, we don't have time to go into all the opportunities that have been lost. But, in the issue of the question of, the skill levels of producers, I mean, again, I don't have time to go into, you know, like a laundry list of all the things I feel that are screwed up about how we've been operating. But, I just think that this has to be something that will carry over into strategically rebranding ourselves as a unique entity, as a unique programming content sound aggregation as we move forward. That's why I think they should be strategically put in there. And if you read strategic plans, you know, I mean, when we moved to Atlantic Avenue, the landlord of the building and I, it got together 40 strategic radio plans, which I don't even think the strategic planning committee ever paid attention to, but they all talk about vision in there. Vision is very important. So that's why I want to put those things in there.
Thanks. Are there, we'll go back again trying to advance to voting on Jim Dingman's amendment. Are there any objections to the amendment? So, oh, Susan Young objected and she still objects, so we're doing a roll call vote. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. So, Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donald Goldmacher.
Abstain. Actually pass.
Okay. I'm going to change that to a pass. Let's see. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Laxa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay, Lawrence is not there. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam.
Abstain.
Abstains. Mark is not there. Beth Van Gunten.
Abstain.
Beth? Abstains. Okay. Egberto Willis. Egberto? I'm not hearing anything. Susan Young? Yeah.
Yeah. Susan Young? I vote, no.
Votes no.
Where I am.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I couldn't get my button fixed.
Okay. Egberto, how do you vote?
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay. Donald Goldmacher, you passed. It's your turn.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Let's see. Who did we have? Anyone that we couldn't? I think we're there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses and one no. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain on this one.
Abstain. Okay, the vote being 11 to 1, the motion, passes.